أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله والصلاة والسلام على رسول الله وعلى آله آل الله. من الآن إلى لقاء يوم رحمة الله. أما بعد، فقال الله تبارك وتعالى في القرآن الكريم: أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. لقد كان لكم في رسول الله أسوة حسنة. صدق الله العلي العظيم. Today I would like to discuss about the social seerah of the great prophet, peace be upon him. As I have written a book by this name, so I have collected some practical things from the life of Prophet, peace be upon him. So I would like to tell you and to share with you, brothers and sisters who are following and watching this program. First of all, I would like to say to you, Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. And now I'm going to start the first class in the first discussion and lecture for this program. Of course, it will be with the beginning of my discussions as introduction for my discussions, and with details I would like to bring some practical life from the life of Prophet, peace be upon him. And it is very important for us as Muslim people to know and to practice as Prophet, peace be upon him, said to us, and he advised us that we should do that, and we should offer on our practical life should be according to the life of Prophet, peace be upon him. As introductions, I would like to tell you, those who are watching this program, that human being, they are a social being, and they would like to live together. And this living together, it is either due to the nature of human being, that naturally mankind likes to come together and to live together, or it is for because of the needs and necessities that human being they have, and they face many needs and necessities. And if they want to fulfill their needs and necessities, it is necessary for them that they should come together and they should make a society. In that society, they should live together, and they should cooperate with each other, and they should fulfill the needs of each other. Anyway, as you know, Islam also emphasized on social things. It means that Islam does not emphasize only for those things which belong to a person himself, or it belongs to individually things, but Islam taught and emphasized and have teachings for social things also. And those people who come together and they make a gathering and they live in a society, of course, according to their live in the societies and according to their needs in the society, so there are some rules. And these rules are said and narrated in Islam, and Islam has special rules for this matter. So today I want to tell you only the things which are as introductions, and these are not, of course, the main things. And the first thing which I would like to tell you for you brothers and sisters is this, that Almighty Allah brought for us a good and excellent example. That example is the example of Prophet, peace be upon him. As Almighty Allah said in his great book, in the Holy Quran, and he said, لَقَدْ كَانَ لَكُمْ فِي رَسُولِ اللَّهِ أُسْوَةٌ حَسَنَةٌ. O believers, O people, I brought for you an excellent example in the life of the Prophet, peace be upon him. At first step, it is our duty that we should know about the life of the Prophet, peace be upon him. And we should get information from the life of Prophet, peace be upon him. And we should study deeply the life of the Prophet and collect the behavior and good moral of Prophet, peace be upon him. It is the first step that belongs to the knowledge. And it is our duty that we should increase our knowledge. We should increase our information about the life of Prophet, peace be upon him. But we should not stop here. And it is not enough that we should, if we study the life of the Prophet, peace be upon him, if we get information about the life of Prophet, peace be upon him, we become proud and we say that it is enough. No, it is not enough. But we should go further. There is the second step, which is more important than the first step. What is that? That is that we should practice in those things, in those information that we have collected from the life of the Prophet, peace be upon him. Then the second step, we should do and practice according to those informations and according to those teachings that Prophet, peace be upon him, he said to us and he advised us. We also, as a Muslim, we should do and we should obey the Prophet, peace be upon him. So I think it is very necessary. That's why I would like to tell you, brothers and sisters, and to bring some stories and some teachings from the practical life of the Prophet, peace be upon him, as a model, as an example. And then when we understood that, we should try to obey that. We should try to do and practice according to those things that we have collected from the life of the Prophet, peace be upon him. And you know it, that it came in Holy Quran, as I told you, that Almighty Allah says, and Almighty Allah, he appreciates his Prophet and says, إِنَّكَ لَعَلَىٰ خُلُقٍ عَظِيمٍ. O Prophet, you have and you possess the great and the best behavior and the best moral. So that's why it is necessary that we should know that. If Almighty Allah said in his book, in the Quran, that Prophet, peace be upon him, he possesses the best and the great moral, and he has the good moral. So it is our duty, it is our job that we should know that at first, and the second, we should put that in practice, and we should do according to that, and we should follow our Prophet, peace be upon him. Some of the people, unfortunately, they do not have enough information from the life of Prophet. That's why they say and they blame our Prophet. They say that Prophet, he was very harsh and he was not a good person. So why some of the pagans and some of the unbelievers, they blame our Prophet? It is because of the lack of their knowledge. It is one cause, because they do not study deeply the life of our Prophet, and they do not have enough information from the life of our Prophet. That's why they blame that. And the second reason, maybe it belongs, unfortunately, to we Muslim, because the Muslim themselves, they do not obey and follow their prophets, and they commit suicide, and they kill the others. Some of the Muslim are like this, and they lie. So that's why they say that if the follower of the Prophet is like this, so maybe the Prophet himself also was like this. While it's not true, because they did not study deeply the life of the Prophet. That's why they blame these things, and they say these things about our Prophet, peace be upon him. So it is our duty, as a follower of the Prophet, peace be upon him, that we should study deeply the history and the history of our Prophet, in the life of our Prophet, and then we should practice those things of Prophet about the society, about living to the neighbors, about treatment of us to our kinship and our relationships, and also about behaving us to the children and to our family. How was Prophet, peace be upon him, was doing, and how was his treatment and behavior with his neighbors, with his enemies, with those who are unbelievers, with those who are their children, with those who are their family. So we should know that. At first step, we should get information about those things. And the second step, when we understood deeply, we should put that in practice. If we do that, of course, then our society will be a good society, and we will have a good life, and we will be very kind with each other, and all the Muslims will love each other. And every day passes, the love will increase among the society, among the Muslim society. Nowadays, if we do not have such a kind society, it is because of this that we did not study deeply the history and the life of our Prophet. And secondly, as we do not have enough information about the life of our Prophet, then of course we do not have anything to practice. We do not have any example to do according to that. As it came in the Holy Quran, Almighty Allah says, أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم فبما رحمة من الله لنت لهم ولو كنت فظا غليظ القلب لانفضوا من حولك. Almighty Allah says, it is because of the mercy of Almighty Allah that Almighty Allah brought a very good and gentle behavior for Prophet, peace be upon him. And our Prophet, he's very soft and he's very gentle. That's why the people came around him. The people like to come near the Prophet and to use from the knowledge of the Prophet and to see the practical life of the Prophet. So it is because of the good behavior and gentle behavior of our Prophet. And Almighty Allah addressed the Prophet. It is the mercy of Allah that because of this mercy, because of this blessing, you possess a very gentle and good and norm and soft moral. So if you were harsh, if you were rough, if you were hard-hearted, so of course, those people which were living near you, they will not come near you, and they will escape, and they will go away, and they will leave you alone. So it is very important that we know these things. Because our Prophet, peace be upon him, he was a very gentle man. And it is very necessary for us to know about the life of the Prophet. And I think it is very important for Muslim people. So in this saying, I will emphasize on two things. First thing which I will tell you is about the practical life of our Prophet. How was practically our Prophet was doing and behaving with the others. And the second thing, which is very important and I will tell you, is the narrations and the advice of our Prophet to others. And these two things are important. First thing is also important. And the second thing is also important. Because you know that the sayings and teachings, it is not separate from the practice. I mean to say this thing and to tell you that our Prophet, peace be upon him, those things that he was narrating and advising to the others, to the believers and to all the people in mankind, so he was putting those things in his practice also. So it is very important that we should know that, and we should do, and we should obey those things, and we should, our practical life should be according to the sayings of the Prophet, peace be upon him. Further, I will tell you about these matters, that there are different cultures in society, and we know the meaning of the culture. Culture is the learned aspects of human society. Everything which we do in the society, it means that we have learned these things from the society. And everything that we have learned from the society, that is a culture. That is a part of a culture. So, according to different cultures, there are different behaviors. There are different world views. There are different models and examples for the treatment of the people. So it is very necessary that we should know our culture, our Islamic culture, that Prophet, peace be upon him, made this culture. And this culture is came from the saying of Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala. Allah, he advised and said to the Prophet, and Prophet brought that culture for us. So it is also very important that we should know this thing as an introduction, that there are different cultures. Some of the cultures, they emphasize only about the life which belong to this world. They try to cooperate with each other, they try to progress, and they try to be developed. But all these things will be limited in this world. They would like to use from this world, the benefit of this world, the material things which are in this world, as much as they can. because they do not believe in hereafter. And they only believe in this life. So, of course, they will try from the morning up to the night only for this world and this life which they have in this world. But in Islam, and our Prophet said that life is not only the life of this world, but the real life is the life which will be started after we pass away from this world. That is the life in the hereafter. But again Islam said, again Prophet said, that these two life, these two worlds, they have a link to each other. And there are a relation to each other. It means that the life of this world is not separated from the life of the hereafter. That's why there is a very famous saying from the Prophet, peace be upon him, who says, "Ad-dunya mazra'atul akhirah." Life in this world, in this dunya, is the agriculture for the hereafter. Whatever you cultivate in this world, you will harvest in the hereafter. And you will see the fruit of that in the hereafter. So it means that we make our hereafter, the life in the hereafter, in this world. If we be good in this world, if we obey and follow the good things which Prophet said, which is in the life of the Prophet, if we follow according to the life of the Prophet, of course we will make a very good place for us, for ourselves in the hereafter. But if we do not follow that, but if we do not go in the way which Almighty Allah said, in the way which Islam said, in the way which our Prophet emphasized and said that you should obey that way and you should keep that way, if we do not follow that way, it means that we will have a very bad life in the hereafter. There is a saying from Almighty Allah who says, some of the people always wants and wish from Almighty Allah that, "Oh Allah, you give us only the benefit, the material things in this world." And they do not think about the hereafter. And of course, their hand will be empty in the hereafter. And they do not have anything in hereafter. Because they themselves want these things. But there are another group of the people that they say, "O Almighty Allah, give for us the blessing and the good things in this world and as well as in the hereafter. And keep us away from the fire of the hell which will burn us." So these people, they always try a lot to have a good life. And of course, they will make a good life for themselves in the hereafter also. So if we want to be successful in those two worlds, both in this world and the same as the case in the hereafter, so it is the way that we should follow the good things. We should follow the good teachings. We should follow the excellent example. What is that excellent example that we should follow that? That is the life of our Prophet, peace be upon him. So God willing, in next lecture, we will talk about the social big the social things for our life in the beginning of the social communication. That what was the advising of the Prophet in this regard, and how we should we communicate with each other, and how we should live in the society calmly, soundly, in a good way, till we be successful both in the society and the same is the case in hereafter. Inshallah, you brothers and sisters, follow this program and we will talk about the life of the Prophet together, and we will use from the life of the Prophet, peace be upon him. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Thank you very much.